This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yehudi. Today, we're going to be in Midos, Perek Daled. Let's see. So, Shabbos. Starting from Mishnah Gimel. Dug. Yeah. Today, we're going to do Dug. So Gimel, Daled, Hey from Shabbos, and Vav and Zion for today. So, Dug through Does. It's a lot. Five Mishnahs and then the shortest ones. We will try to proceed a little bit. You guys were here on Shabbos, so the first three are just Chazara. We'll proceed a little quickly through those. Let's move. There were 38 cells that surrounded the Heichal. I think the height of each one was 6 amos. I remember them saying that somewhere. Okay. The width varied, but the height, I think, was uniform. I think it was 6 amos. So the total of all three cells on top of each other is 18. I mean, I guess it's also the floor takes up some space. I don't know exactly. I'd say a few amos. But it's not that the Heichal itself was like 100 amos high, so it didn't even reach maybe not even a quarter. There were 15 in the north, 15 in the south, and 8 in the west. In the north and the south, there were 5 on top of 5 on top of 5. 5, 5, 5, 15, 30. In the west, there were 3 on top of 3 and 2 on top. 3, 3, 2. I don't know why. I'm not told why it was like that. They don't give us a reason. Okay, so that's 38. Again, the Ritzpah of the Azara, the floor of the Azara was on the same height as level 2. Level 1 was lower than the Ritzpah of the Azara. Doesn't mean it was below ground. It was not below ground. It was above grade, but the floor of the Azara was elevated. So, think about it that way. I'm going to come up again today. Each one had generally 3 doors, one to the right, one to the left, and one to go to the one on top. It wasn't clear how you accessed them exactly. There was one. We know of at least one entrance, one exit, and then maybe through there you have to just mamash weave your way one to the next, the next, the next. I don't know. It's not so clear. Some of them had access panels on top, some on bottom, some top and bottom, depending what floor you're on. The top probably had only bottom. The bottom probably only had top. And the one in the middle probably had both. I guess that's the way it goes. The northeastern one, that was the one they used. They went in the pishpesh to go to that cell, the ta, to go eventually into the Heichal to open the doors every morning. That one had 5 doors, one to the right, one to the one on top, one with a ladder to go down to the ramp. We're going to talk more about that ramp today. That ramp was at the bottom, the northern side, started at the bottom level of the cells. You'd have to take, this cell that we're talking about here is in the middle level, so you'd go take that out, go down the ladder, reach the bottom of the ramp, and that ramp would go along the north side. You have to really see the pictures to really understand what I'm talking about. And there was one to the pishpesh, that door that he went in. That's how he got to the cell every morning through that pishpesh. And then from there, he went to the heichal. So we know that that cell had an entrance to the outside. That cell had an entrance to the heichal. The rest of them, I don't know. It doesn't seem like they did. No mention of it, at least. And they were entirely closed up. I don't know what to tell you. That's what it seems like to me. You look in the walls of the Heichal, you wouldn't see these cells. They were there, they were behind the walls, but you wouldn't see them. It seems like that to me. All right, let's go. Dalad. The bottom cell was 5 amos wide, and the floor on top of it, though, was 6 amos wide. Okay, so the bottom one is on the same level as the Oitim. The Oitim is the solid foundation of the Heichal. The Heichal was built on this big, solid foundation above ground. Above ground, at a height of, I don't know, maybe 6 amos or something like that. I think it was 6. Yeah, because it's 12 steps to go up, so 6 amos, right? So that bottom cell at the same height was a 6 amos. It itself was 5, and the rovade is the floor on top, was 6. The middle one was 6, and the rovade was 7. The top one was 7. Now, what happened here is that the wall of the Heichal got increasingly narrower as you went up, and that gave more space to the cells that were next to them. That's the way they show it. So 7 and 5, 6 and 6, 5 and 7. Okay. Got it? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, where's this? Malachim. Hayitzia, the cell, at Tachtoina was 5 ma'ama, Rachva, Tichoina, Rachva. Tichoina, the middle one was 6, and the top one was 7. Hey. Mesiba Aram would go from the northeastern corner to the northwestern corner. You'd go up to the roof of the cells. Okay, now important. The ramp was 3 amos wide, and there was a wall. We did not mention this in Shabbos. Okay, there was a wall on the exterior of the ramp, on the northern side, that was 5 amos wide. So you would not be able to see the ramp from the outside. It was hidden between the walls of the Heichal and this outside wall. There was a ramp there. You wouldn't be able to see it. You'd be able to see it from a bird's eye view and no roof on top. You could see it from a bird's eye view, but you wouldn't be able to see it from the ground. That's the way I understand it. Okay? Yeah, that's a good thing I had that, because otherwise it would be pretty dangerous walking on this ramp. I mean, it was only 3 hours wide. It wasn't that wide, and you could fall over. All right. It's not so dangerous, but you have to be careful. Fine. So you'd have that ramp. Shabbat, Hayu, they would go from there to the Gagos HaTayim. They would go to the roofs of the Tayim. Hayu Mesiba Pan of the Marav. He goes up the ramp, and now he is facing west, headed towards, what, he's headed westward towards the northwestern corner. Northwestern corner. He looks up and he calls up. He walks the entire northern side. Shemigil Lamar reaches the rest. When he reaches the west side, he takes a left-hand turn and now is facing south. He's facing south. He called Pnei Amar. He walks the entire west. Achu Megiel Adarim. Until he reaches the south side. He reaches the south side. Now to watch his turns east side. So he just went in a ches formation. Went like this. Just went in a U-turn. Okay? Horseshoe. There was now an opportunity for him to get to the Pesach of the Aliyah. Okay, this is important. On top of the Heichal, the Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there were attics. Okay? The Heichal was very high, but from the outside. But the interior, it was not so high. It was split into 2 floors. Bottom floor, top floor. The Heichal that we're familiar with, where they have the Menorah and the Shulchan and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, those were the bottom floor. On top, it's not so clear what was going on top there. Not so clear. They didn't really mention what was there exactly. I'm sure it was a purpose. All I know, we're going to learn about some repairmen up there, but that's about it. So once you go over there, you can reach through some ladder the Pesach of the Aliyah. Get to the Aliyah's Pesach, and that gives you the opportunity to go into those 2 attics, the one top of the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim. The Pesach Aliyah was open up on the south side. By this Pesach Aliyah, there were 2 vertical cedar beams with, presumably, it sounds not so simple, but some understand there were horizontal rungs in between them. So you would go from that Pesach Aliyah to get you up to the Gag Aliyah, but also you need to get from the Gag of the Tai into the Pesach Aliyah. So there's the ladder had to get you, you start at the roofs of the cells, then you can take the ladder up to the Pesach Aliyah, and from the Pesach Aliyah, you go to the Gag Aliyah. That's very high. Everybody's like, this is not for someone scared of heights. This was very high. You're going to learn how high the Heichal was, everybody's like. It's astounding. It basically, it's much taller than you thought. Much taller than you thought. Think the Kessel's high? That's nothing. Okay. It's unbelievable that they built these things. Rashi Pissim Avdil Me'aliyah Ben Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the Aliyah, the Rashi Pissim, these beams that would show you the demarcation lines between the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. And they say there was Parechis there as well. Yet, why do you have to have both? They say, well, just an extra safeguard to make sure you don't walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because that would be very, very bad. That's this week's parasha. Ayvoy B'choleis Al HaKadoshim Beis LaParechis. Cannot walk into Kodesh HaKadoshim. It sounds like you cannot even walk into the attic of the Kodesh HaKadoshim as the same rules as the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself. But we do learn that repairmen were allowed to go there. I think they were Kohanim, but they were going there. What was their heter? I'm not exactly sure. Because there's a lot of, for fixing purposes, they're allowed to go, apparently. It sounds like it. They say the Kedusha of the attic of the Kodesh Kedoshim had more Kedusha than the Kodesh Kedoshim itself. They would only go there not once every year, like in the Kodesh Kedoshim and Yom Kippur, once every 7, and some say once every 50 years. You hear that? Yeah, 50 years. But there, now there were skylights open in the Aliyah of the base Kodesh Kedoshim, and you would, Mishalshon and Umnus Betevis, you send down the Umnim, the craftsmen, in little boxes, you'd lower them down in a pulley. What's the point of the box? So you want to have them enclosed as much as possible. They should not enjoy watching the Kodesh Kedoshim, feast their eyes on it. It's not, it could be that is improper. Look at the Aron HaKodesh, etc. You go in for what you're there for, to do some repairs, and you come right out. You don't stay longer than necessary. Okay. Mishnah Vav. The Heichal Meo al Meo. The Heichal, which is the Ulam. Okay, Heichal can mean the Kodesh. Heichal could also mean the entire sum of the Ulam, the Kodesh, Kodesh HaKadoshim. When we're referring to Heichal, we're referring to Ulam, Kodesh, Kodesh HaKadoshim. Was 100 by 100. 100 from east when you walked in from the Pesach Ulam to west, the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. By 100. Now, that is the width of the ulam. Okay? If you look at a picture, it's a bird's eye view, right? The ulam is much wider than the rest of the heichal. So it was only 100. This was 100 here, running from here to here. And this was 100. This over here was only 70. Okay? So we got wide just by the ulam, and the heichal itself was narrower. Keep that in mind. Okay? So it was 100 by 100. Fine. Al Rum Meya. The height was 100 amos. Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is? Let's just go. That an amma. All right.
What that was 1.5 feet.
A little more, about 20 inches.
Okay, a little bit more.
22 inches, something like that. I'll just go with. I don't know. I have to do the math, but let's just.
100 times 100 times 1.5.
100 times. 100.
Be higher than the ceiling of this building.
Much higher. Like half a football field. Much higher. Not even close. Much higher. Do the math. 100, let's just say it's 2 feet, yeah? That gets you 200 feet. Okay, it's not 200 feet. Let's say it's 180 feet. Whatever. I have to do the math, yeah? 180 feet? You know what that is? How much? What's a story in a building? 10 feet usually? I don't know, something like that?
Right, 10 approximately. So,
that's like 18-story building. That's a high-rise. A serious high-rise. I don't have any 18-story buildings around here. Okay, in New Brunswick, across the river, though, some of those are maybe up there. But that's high. That's like you need a serious crane. I mean, this is serious business. You want a guy to go up a ladder on the side of that building to go up to the attic? To the roof? Woo! He better be brave. I mean, they have these guys working on these scaffoldings and these cranes. Not for me. I'm not going up there. But, not for me. You got the wrong guy. Oitem was Sheish Amos. Oitem is the solid structure. That was completely. How do they call it? What do they call it? The Otem? What do they call it?
A platform.
Platform.
A sturdy platform.
Sturdy platform. It was completely. It was not. It was not hollow. It was solid. It was 6 amos high. They built the heichal on top of that. Now, is that considered part of the 100? Yeah. Yeah, that's the first 6 amos of the 100. So it's not 100 plus 6. Okay, you start with Otem 6. Fine. It was like the foundation. Top of the item, you had the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Ulam, etc. And to get up these 6 amos, we had the 12 steps at the Pesach Ulam. The bottom level of the cells was on the same level as the item. The same height, 6 amos. The Gavoy, Arboyim Amo. And the walls were 40 amos high. You have 6, now 40. Okay. This is for your Hechel, for the Kodesh, Kodesh Kedoshim, 40 amas high. And then we're going to have a whole platform, and then another 40 amas for the attic. Okay, so the it was split exactly halfway in the middle at the height. Okay, so let's describe the platform that separated the top and bottom. Amo, one amo was kior, was vertical, was beams they put along the walls of the hechel. Okay, was one amo high. It was going to be the supports for the entire floor you're going to put on top. It had it was decorative with gold, beautiful pictures, designs. It's called kior. Okay. Amasayim beis delfa. Two amos were beis delfa. They went across the heichal from one end to the next, and they were resting on top of the kior. Fine. Okay, that's two amos. Next. Amo tikra. Beams that were one amo of tikra. Okay. That would cover, what was it made out of? This was solid. This was not just beams. This was solid. It covered the entire area of the heichal. Okay. So, you know, you have the way we make structures nowadays. You have the joists, right? The floor joists. And then you have the subfloor and the finished floor. Not that much different. They do this kind of the same way. Nothing's changed after all these years. We still do things the same way. And then Amma Maziva, another Amma of plaster. It's pretty heavy. Now, important to note. This is in the Heichel, in the Kodesh Kodesh Kodeshim. The Ulam did not have an Aliyah. It was totally up. You could see all the way up. So, but to keep it supported, we learned that there were beams that were going across to keep the walls from buckling. We learned about that. Gimel Ches. Fine. Now, you have the Goyva Aliyah Abraham. Another 40 Amos for the Aliyah. Am a Kiyar. There's the beams, the bottom supports along the walls. Am a Sayim Beis Dilfa. Those are like the joists. Am a Tikra. Of subfloor and Amaziva of the finished floor, something like that. I don't know exactly what the floor is made of. They said it was like square stones of some sort, piled of some sort. I don't know exactly what they were. Okay. Sholosh Amos Make, three Amos for Amake. This is already on the roof, a fence around the roof, so much would fall. The Amo, last Amo was spiky, made of iron to prevent ravens from resting there and defecating v'chil v'chili. They said actually the roof was sloped. It was sloped. But it was a very, what's the opposite of steep?
At last thing they called the crow chaser.
The crow chaser, I like that. Not steep. It was very, I forgot making the term, sorry. It was not steep, okay? But they were able to walk on it. Okay, so let's go through the whole 100. Ready? Okay, we got 6 for the item. That's 6. 40 for the first floor. That's 46. 1 for the kier, 47. 2 for the base delfa, 49. 1 for the tikra, 50. 1 for the maziva, 51. Another 40 for the attic. That's 91. 1 for the kier, 92. 2 for the base delfa, 94. 1 for the tikra, 95. 1 for the maziva, 96. 3 for the maket, 99. 1 for the Kol Ayrev, 100. 100 Amos. It was spiky. Yudayim Reloi Kol Ayrev Eleven Mida. The Ayrev, the crow chaser was not counted for the 100. El Arba Yimaka, the Arba Amos Yimaka. The Maka was 4 Amos high. Very high Maka. You wouldn't be able to see over it if it's 4 Amos high. Even 3 Amos is pretty tall. But 4, forget it. You wouldn't be able to see. It was really high. And then on top of that, they had the spikes. So you have an extra amma. Okay.
According to this, it's the 100 ammas included the fence.
According, it's a machlokes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a machlokes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go. This next mission is also very long. Wow. Woo-hoo. The Mizrach Lamayr of Me'amo, from the Mizrach from east to west, was 100 ammas. Okay. Koysal Ulam, The wall of the Ulam itself was Chamesh Amos, 5 amos thick. It's unfortunately, they don't have a good graphic for this. A little disappointed. I would have thought they would have given me something better. All right. I mean, you use this pullout graphic. It's decent, but it doesn't give you all the measurements. Okay. So the Kozum was 5. Ulam was 11. Okay. We'll make the calculation at the end. Let's first get it straight. Koisel Hechel Sheish, that we learned about. The thickness of the Hechel when you walked in was 6. And the double doors were there. Toich Arbaim Mama, you had the Hechel itself was 40 amos long. Okay. Amatraxin, the Amatraxin. The Amatraxin, in the Bais Rishon was an Amma wall thick. It was a wall and Amma thick. By Sheni, they instead had 2 curtains that were overlapping, and you'd have to walk in through the south side and go to the other one, then turn north to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And they talk about why they had 2 curtains and what they looked like exactly. See the pictures. I'm sure you guys can all see it. The Amma, famous Amatraxin. Also, I think they had the Amatraxin on top also in Aliyah. There's 2 curtains there also? I think there were. I'm not sure. Okay. There's an Amma right there. Esrim Amma Kodesh HaKadoshim was half the size of the Hechel. It was only 20 Amos. Kodesh HaKadoshim, the walls of the Hechel were another 6 Amos. At that height, yes. 6. The Tal was 6. Good. We learned about that. Kodesh HaTal was 5. I don't think we ever learned that before. 5. Okay. So you want to make the calculation? It works out to 100? Let's do the calculation. All right, ready? 5 for the Kodesh HaUlam. Ulam was 11, then it's 16. Kodesh HaHeichel was 6, 22. Inside the Heichel was 40, 62. Amatraxin, 63. 20 Amos, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, 83. Kodesh HaHeichel, 6, 89. Ta, 6, that's 95. Kodesh HaTah, 5, that's 100. Good, okay, glad the math worked. Safal Darn from north to south was 70. Remember, by the Ulam was 100, but by the Heichel was 70. How do you get that? Kozel Mesibah Chamesh. The wall next to the ramp on the northern side was 5. Mesibah Shalosh, the Mesibah itself was 3. Kozel HaTah was 5. What? I thought the Kozel HaTah was 6. Huh? At that level, I thought it was 6. Making a mistake? Oh, this is. No, what's that? Oh, hold on. Let me get it again. Let me do it again. Koisel Meshibash Chamesh, fine. The Mesibah was 3, okay, good. Koisel Havdatah was 5? Okay, maybe it means the outer one, okay. The Tah was 6, and the Koisel Heichel was 6. Okay, that was the one that was 6, maybe. Okay, maybe I misunderstood it. The Koisel Heichel was 6 over there. Yeah, okay, maybe that's how it was, yeah. Right. Okay, fine. Toich Esr Ma'amah, 20 Amos across. It was 20 by 40, the Heichel. Kozel Sheish, another 6. Ta Sheish, 6. Kozel Ta Chamesh, 5. Beis Haradas HaMayim, where water would go down, was 3. What was the water going down over here? It was like a gutter, Aza? Some say it was like a gutter. Other pshatim, they were used for the mikvahs and different things. How do they say what it was used for? What do they say about you? With this water thing.
The place of lowering the water was.
What did they say it was used for?
3 amos wide, just water that drained off.
Drain. Just drain. Okay. We'll just call it, yeah. And the Koisel 5. All right, so did we get to 70? Let's do the calculations. Ready? 5, the Koisel Masiba 5, plus the Masiba is 3 is 8, plus the Koisel Ta is 5. Now we're at 13. The Tah is 6. We're at 19. The Kozel Eichel is 6. That's 25. Toich Esr Ma'amah, 45. Whew. Kozel Eichel is 6. 51. Tah is 6. 57. Kozel HaTah, 5. 62. Beis Haradas HaMayim, 3 Amos. 65. Kozel Chamashim is 70. Oh boy. Better get that right. It would be nice if they would have written that out for us. Like showed on an illustration. I think that was a... I should have done that. All right. Ulam was Oidav of Chamesh Esra Amos from the Tzavan, 15 from the north. Chamesh Esra Amos from the Darm, 15 from the south. Remember, it was 100, not 70. It was 15 from north, 15 south. Who you nicker Beis Chalifos? That extra room was called the Beis Chalifos. They kept the knives. Yes. There was a door there. It was not. Yeah. The actual ulam itself was only 70, just like the heichal. There was extra rooms. These extra rooms off of them were another 15 amos. So when you include the Beis Chalifos, 15 plus 15 plus 7, you get to 100. In the Beis Chalifos was actually a door to the Azara. 8 amos high. That was a very fascinating thing that allows you to shecht kachem on the other side. Very, very fascinating. In the Beis Chalifos, Shom Goizim Es Sakin, they store the knives. 24 windows, 24 shelves, cubbies, 24 knives. But they say, first of all, I don't know why you need on the north and south. We need two Beis Chalifos then. They didn't get that clear. Some say the word for bad knives went there. These were not in the Beis Chalifos. They were on the exterior wall of the Beis Chalifos. On the western wall, you would access it from the outside. So what was actually going inside the Beis Chalifos? I don't know. The knives are on the outside of it. They say it was not actually in the Beis Chalifos, these 24 cubbies. They're on the exterior wall of it, in the thickness of the wall, on the western side of the ulam. Heichal tzar me'acharav rachim l'vav. The heichal is narrow in the back and wide in the front. 70 amos in the back, 100 amos in the front, where the ulam is. Doim l'ari is like a lion that's wide in the front, where its mane is. Right? Lions at the head are very, very wide, very bushy, big heads. If you look at the back of the line, they're actually pretty narrow. It's pretty interesting. Hashem, hoy Ariel. Where's this pasuk? Yeshaya. Hoy Ariel, Kiryas Chona David. Ariel is referred to the Beis Hamikdash. Sometimes referred to the Mizbeach, it's referred to the Beis Hamikdash. How do they translate the pasuk?
Oh, Ariel, the city where David encamped.
The city, they call it the city. Marit Tzar Me'achar, Rachum Alfanov, it's wide in the front. Aveichot Tzar Me'achar, it's wide in the back. Rachum Alfanov, and narrow in the front. That was another marathon Mishnayish here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.